Order. Order. Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the passing through the remaining stages of the tariff.
That was last week because there was no need for urgency this week with the House adjourned until Tuesday afternoon. But we thought it would be interesting to look at the reason that Gerry Brownlee gave for the move.
Mr. Speaker, urgency is being moved in order to gain extra sitting hours so that the House might be able to deal with a range of government business where there is essentially quite a large amount of support from other parties in the House beyond those who are just part of the government confidence and supply arrangements.
Mr. Brownlee admitted that the government taking urgency didn't go down well with the opposition.
So we have developed a practice in this Parliament, sir, of notifying well in advance of when we are intending to take urgency for this type of motion, a motion that has a number of bills well supported.
A motion to achieve that without taking urgency has been sitting on the order paper since early December. Government notice of motion number 2 would set up a procedure for having a Thursday morning sitting from 9 a.m. to just before 1, returning after lunch for question time at 2 as usual. The government would have to notify the business committee, which meets on Tuesday, but so long as it wasn't a members' day on Wednesday, the government would be able to move for the House to meet on Thursday morning without having a debate. The government would gain 4 hours in the chamber without the opposition missing any question times. So Rhys Lyons sought to find out what the main opposition party thought of this idea, and Labour's chief whip, Darren Hughes, said that Gerry Brownlee had approached him about it back in December.
But we weren't very enthusiastic about engaging at that point because we felt that the new government had overused the urgency mechanism.
Are you aware of any party that supports it, and if so, which party?
Well, certainly the National Party are in support of it. There is some rationale to what Gerry Brownlee is proposing, because the truth is that any government faces a legislative program where there are a whole pile of bills which has broad support across the Parliament. The idea that some time be put aside to progress non-controversial legislation does mean that initiatives which are not controversial but may well be necessary don't have to compete against other bids for legislation which may be a core part of the government's program. So I'm not dismissive of the issue that the government is trying to resolve by way of its notice of motion.
What's your opinion of Thursday morning sittings?
One of the difficulties you run into is that it clashes against the select committees. Now, in 1996, 7, and I think through 98, there was a provision where Parliament met on a Thursday morning and sat through into the afternoon with question time and rose at 6. But I think one of the difficulties that was experienced then was members who were on select committees found that the legislation that they'd worked on at select committee then was being debated in the House at the same time that their committee was sitting, and they couldn't participate. And that seemed crazy, that the members of Parliament most intimately involved with the legislation were on select committee business rather than being available in the House. And so that practice was abandoned. That is one downside of a Thursday morning sitting.
And just finally, what do you think of the present and formal arrangement of occasional urgency with question times?
I think a reasonable practice has developed for the last two or three urgencies that we've had, where the government has come to the business committee and said, these are the bills we'd like to see taken through the House, and they're bills that generally have enjoyed wide support. The government, through negotiation, manages to get a certain way through its priority list for those non-controversial bills in exchange for the opposition retaining the right to hold the executive to account by way of parliamentary question time. And I think we've seen when the government hasn't given question time, they've seen business of the House grind almost to a halt. And I think we've ended up in a reasonable position now where the government gets to get its work program through Parliament. And at the end of the day, that is reasonable, that they have been elected to govern the country. Parliament should scrutinise but not hamper the work of the Parliament. But the opposition gets the opportunity to put questions to ministers, and ministers can't duck from important issues of the day simply because the House is sitting under urgency.
Labour's chief whip and shadow leader of the House, Darren Hughes, talking to Rhys Lyons. And Thursday morning sittings were tried for 3 years from 1996. They were discontinued in 1999 for the reason mentioned by Darren Hughes, the conflict caused by select committees meeting at the same time as bills were being debated in the chamber. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.